Yes, indeedy. Oh, goodness gracious, it's time for Radio Fishing. What were you thinking? Of course it is. I'm looking at my watch. What did I think? Radio Fishing time. I knew it was now. I knew it was supposed to be now. And, of course, this is Fish and Frank. And we got the music playing in the background. And across from me in the chair, we have, well, next to me, we have Captain Josh. And... we have Captain Brian, and I couldn't remember your name. I'm sitting here. I went, and we have Captain.
I'm pretty forgettable. It's all right.
No, that's not it. I don't know if it was the 70s that got me, if the 70s were just a decade too long, or if it was the radiation, or I'm just naturally stupid. I'm not sure which one it is. I mean, could be a little bit of all both.
Yeah.
Could be all a little bit of all both three.
Say that my grandfather told me.
Okay, wait a minute. There we go. Let's try you again.
I'll tell you, like my grandfather told me, there ain't no being sense and stupid if you can't show it off for a
while. Well, hey, I spent 56 years getting dumb. You know, I got all this practice into it all this time. I should be able to show it off a little.
Be proud of it.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think that's the way it should be. Now, Brian, you know, you're young and, you know, you're rough and tough. And we got to get a picture. I've heard rumors and stories of a fish that you had. You know, like you took people out and captained them and did the whole charter boat thing, and actually they caught a fish.
Yep, like, it actually happened. I'm not sure that
it was a real fish
right now, but it was a real fish.
But I heard it's a real big fish.
It was a huge fish, fish of a lifetime. We were offshore. This fog's been ridiculous the past week in the mornings, and then it's been burning off. But it was 2 days ago. I was in fog for literally 8 hours. I left the dock at 7:30, and I was in fog until I came back in Boca Grande Pass. I was out about 30 miles, and you could see 100 yards literally all day long. But the fish didn't seem to mind. We did really good mangrove snapper, amberjack, kingfish, and we caught, really did catch a cobia of a lifetime. It was one of the biggest ones I've ever seen.
Now, wait a minute. Back up. You're out there, you're snapper fishing, you're doing your... Look at that. Boy, talk about limp microphone system and just, you know, I got to be proud. It fell all the way down, hit the deck, you know. But, you know, if you're going to have a limp microphone, make sure it's good enough to hit the deck.
That's right.
So you're out there, you're doing the grouper, snapper, you're having all this stuff. And then what happened?
Well, we actually got out there, got set up on some structure, and we're marking a bunch of fish up high, which were amberjack. And I anchored up on the wreck, and it was just dead. Like, every 10 minutes, we would get a bite. It was really, really weird. The tide was moving good. Everything seemed right. And the fish that we had caught up until then were, you know, like 20-pound amberjack. Your normal, you know, beat you up a little bit, fun fish to catch. But it just wasn't what it should have been or could have been, I thought.
Right.
So I dropped down drastically, actually, from 60-pound to 20-pound test, and just put out a few free line baits, and it was just gangbusters after that. I mean, doubles and triples on amberjack. And I thought this big cobia, I thought it was just another amberjack, and the guy was just getting worked, you know. It was on a 6000 series conker, and one of Penn's Carnage, their jigging rods there. It's a lot of fun. But it's a lot for that rod, you know.
Well, it was. Now all of a sudden, this thing takes off, and
he was
it head to Texas? I mean, did you get hundred yard runs?
It probably ran 50, 75 yards a few times, but most of it was, you know, around the boat and doing the whole,
under the anchor, that whole deal.
And
so, how many times do you think you lapped around the boat?
At least five that I can remember.
At least five times all the way around the boat.
36-foot of boat. Five times around it.
And so
I should have had a step counter on.
What I love is you get going around one way, then all of a sudden he says, no, I'm going to go back the other way.
Exactly.
And follow back around.
So we didn't know what it was. And anybody's caught cobia or seen cobia before in the water, you know, people that don't see them all the time, instantly they think it's a shark. Oh, it's a shark. It's a big shark.
Big shark.
Well, you know, it was foggy, like I said, and the glare, of course, from the fog and just the angle of the fish and all that. At first, the first time I saw it, I thought it was a shark, a big shark, and then it came out from underneath the boat, and the whole, you know, attitude on the boat changed. Everybody knew what it was, and they were freaking out before it was ever in the boat.
Okay, I got it. Okay, yeah, we got a big shark. Oh my, yeah, that's really cool. Got a big shark. Oh my God, it's a cobia!
That's about what it sounded like too. The people were just ecstatic. You know, they went on and on. Oh, this is amazing. The fishing is so great. But up until that point, it was just,
you know, a good day, but just nothing special. Kind of your average day out.
They really, really appreciated it too. You know, every now and then you'll get people that'll catch that, you know, fish of a lifetime, or like they'll catch a 20-pound snook or something like that. It's really awesome. And usually those people that do it will be like, so what kind of fish is that again, Captain? Yeah. You know, they just don't appreciate
it.
These people.
What else can we go do now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, that was really neat. Can we catch some trout now?
Yeah.
Like, okay. But these guys really got it, huh?
They got it. It was
they
awesome.
Understand.
It was really cool. Yes,
that,
sir.
I took one of the big shots from Rapala. Really great guy. I mean, we just had a ball all day. The guy caught 5 fish all day. We fished from morning till night. I never caught a fish. Nobody else caught a fish. He was the only person. We went 2 different charter boats, and we started out with Bart and went to Angel. And I was, him and I were, you know, switching the boats and trying to get there. He caught a redfish, nice redfish, probably about 26 inches. He caught a 26, 27 inch snook, probably a 24 inch trout, a tarpon, 140-pound tarpon, and a shark.
Nice.
In one day. And he only caught 5 fish all day, so he was
caught the 5 right fish.
But I mean, here's his grandmaster slam, you know what I mean?
Doesn't get
shark,
any better.
Tarpon, snook, trout, redfish, all in the same day. He has no idea. You know, he's at the end of the day, and I said, you know, I said, I know you didn't catch a lot, but I said, you will wait the rest of your life to ever do that again.
Ever.
Ever. I mean, it's a one-in-a-lifetime shot.
Yep.
I don't know that I've caught all 5 of them in one day.
Yeah.
I've caught mixtures of 3s and 4s, but I don't know if I've got actually got all 5 of them.
That's a good point. I don't know that I have either.
Yeah, I mean, and
usually you're handing the pole to somebody else now.
Yeah, usually it's, okay, here you go.
Last time I actually caught a fish was.
Yeah.
I can take that back. I caught a snook today.
Okay.
Total accident.
No. I just want to finish up one thing about this cobia, because it's an amazing, it was a 90-100-pound fish. My best personal record is like 90. So you actually, I think you beat mine. That looks like it's 100-pound fish. Anyway,
it was pushing 7 foot, and it was fat all the way through.
Oh, man, that's 120, 130 then.
It was
120.
Big fish.
Yeah, over 6, because mine was just under 6 foot and 90 pounds.
Yep.
So if he was over 6, you're talking 110 to 130-pounder.
Nice
fish.
Picture
that fish. That fish is fat.
Yeah,
he's heavy.
Big, fat fish. I'd probably... It's hard to tell how long they are on the boat.
Right.
If it's even close to as long as you say it was, I'm going to give you 120, 130 on that.
Yeah. It was.
How long
big.
Did it take?
You know, looking back on it, I wasn't paying attention because we had a few different fish on, you know, throughout the whole deal.
And you're going around the boat,
exactly.
Around the boat.
25 minutes maybe, 30 minutes, I don't know. It was a while.
So well, let's figure somewhere between 20 minutes and 45 minutes.
I know that 20-pound test was tired. When that fish hit the deck of the boat, it broke. It was over with. It was wore out. It was something I'll remember for a long time. It was a really awesome fish.
Great day in the water. Glad you had it. Now, all 3 of us never really get a chance to fish. I mean, we go fishing, or you, at least you guys go fishing. I don't even get a chance to go anymore. But really, a lot of times when I finally break out and I got to go, I'm taking out friends or family or somebody. And it's still like Captain Frank. You know what I mean? And with you guys now, Josh, you said you just caught a snook.
Yeah, by total accident.
Well, sometimes the best way.
Exactly. No, you're right. You know, everybody says, oh, you guys got the greatest job ever. You get to go fishing every day. Yeah, I get to go fishing. I don't get to fish. I don't get to catch.
Well,
you know.
Now you get to go fishing. You just don't get to go catching.
Exactly. I don't get to participate in the fishing necessarily. But today I caught about, I don't know, 24, 25-inch snook fishing a shoreline for redfish. And I was casting the shrimp with a jig head out for the customers and hand on the rod. Well, I made a cast, and it was like 30 feet short of the bushes. So I was like, that ain't going to work. As soon as the jig head hits the water, I flip the bail and start reel it in. And I must have landed in this snook's mouth or something. As soon as the jig head landed, there was a boil, and I had a fish on. And I tried to hand the rod off, and they're like, oh, no, you catch it. So I actually got to catch a fish today.
That's pretty cool. Now, remember the rod bobs and pulls, and then you have to hold it with one hand and catch the fish with the other. You don't get to have both hands, you know. Yeah. Captain Brian Ball and Captain Josh Greer both with me here.
He remembered our names.
Yes.
Or at least mine. He had yours.
He's getting better.
Well,
he's waking up. Give him a second.
I don't know why, but occasionally, you ever just start off to say something and it just locks right there?
Yep. You're staring at it.
Yeah. And okay, it's February 25th, 2014, and you guys have been running pretty much every day.
Yeah, it's been really busy.
I mean, you guys are out day after day, and but it's been interesting. One of the phenomenons that's going on right now, and it's really, you can really tell it from the freshwater side. We got ponds that have not bedded yet that are just pre-spawn. They're still, you know, eating up a lot and getting eggs, and they haven't even bedded yet. We've got other areas, other lakes here where the fish are done spawning. They've already spawned. They're off the bed already.
It's wild.
This weather this year is...
All right, here's
something a little screwy, I think.
Here's something I just found out this morning. Pilot coming in from down south. Tarpon. Big schools of tarpon from Burnt Store down to Two Pines.
Oh, yeah.
Down to Mat Lache. Up on the Intercoastal. Nothing too much north of Captiva Mat Lache yet. Up Two Pines a little bit and Burnt Store, but nothing over too much. But from there all the way down to Ponarasa.
Yeah, I saw tarpon.
Big schools of tarpon.
I fished out of Ponarasa today. And fished in the south end of the sound there, and we're sitting there trout fishing, and I had a tarpon blow up, and I thought it was on one of our trout, but it wasn't, but blew up 20 feet from the boat, you know. Yeah. So and last week, about 8 miles offshore, I saw a big school of tarpon headed north, so it's happening.
They're here.
Yeah, I know a couple guys that have caught fish in the sound already down the south end of the sound. So it's here.
Small plane today coming up on the harbor saw the tarpon. The pods are there. I mean, it's not like it's going to be in a month, but this.
Only problem is we don't have any bait yet.
We're in February, and this is literally last week of April, first week of March happening with all these fish coming up. I mean, I think this
is weird because we didn't really have a necessarily warm winter this year.
No, but
you know?
Something with the Gulf, and it's got these warm and cold pockets. It's like in the harbor. We got all these mackerel. We got the tarpon. We got trout, snook, redfish. But we got cold water. We got warm water. We got cool water. We got hot water.
Yeah.
There is everything right now. Mm-hmm. There's something for every single fish here right now, same as in freshwater. Some of the lakes had a little more rain, a little more shade. Others are more in the sun, a little deeper, a little shallower. You've got every temperature of water. You got clear water, mixed dirty water. I mean, everything is here.
Mm-hmm.
If a fish wants it, he's going to find it in Charlotte Harbor right now.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. I mean, you go from one side of the harbor, you gain 6 degrees by the other side.
Yeah.
You go out in the Gulf and lose 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a crazy thing. King mackerel.
Really cool, which is, I don't understand. But.
Well, we got king mackerel out there. We've got cobia, amberjack, big, huge cobia, as Brian found out. And there's all these fish. And I just, this is the weirdest, coolest year yet.
Yeah, it's been
for
fun.
Sure.
I mean, when's the last time you had the selection of fish?
Right.
And
very true.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, to me, a spectacular year. It's no wonder you guys are busy. You both catch a lot of fish. You guys, now, you have an offshore boat, inshore boat, and Josh has the world's most unique hybrid boat.
That's right. Universal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they named movie studios after your boat. I just, it seemed very few people could do all that. With and you've got it rigged out, and it's really cool now. Josh's boat here. Brian's got beautiful boats too, but I'm not trying to pit one of you against the other. Stay in your chair.
Brian wins. He has more boats.
Yeah, Brian wins. He has more boats.
And
I win.
Bigger.
I have more boats.
<This is true.
laughs> Brian has the biggest boat, but I have more. I am stupid when it comes to boats.
I'll vote for that.
Yeah, I got to sell a bunch of this stuff. Although the wife actually told me, don't sell that one. She says...
Well, you took her fishing in it.
No, not that one. The other one. There's one you haven't seen. I have a brand new action craft hull, a prototype.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, you haven't seen a couple of my other boats. Yeah, I have so many. I have stuff you haven't even seen yet. God, it's ridiculous. And I didn't even want them. Anyway, but this year tarpon going to be great off the hook. Let's go down to the main question of the show. The one I always ask is, you guys, if you were going to come up with a game plan, average angler, you know, weekend warrior, guy just wants to go out and have some fun fishing, what do you guys think would be the good bet?
Depends on what you're, you know, wanting to target. Right now, like you mentioned earlier, the macro bite is awesome. And if you have novice anglers, or you have, you know, people that go fishing twice a week, everybody loves to catch mackerel because they're fast, they pull hard, and to be quite honest with you, they can be brainless to catch.
Yeah, but I mean, they're the most, one of the most terrific fun fish. What I like about doing the mackerel is, you know, you can throw out something shiny. Occasionally, you have to really have some talent to fish them. Most of the time, you just have to be lucky enough to find them.
That's right.
Right.
Now, what I like about it is when I bring them up to the boat, so beautiful. I mean, you have all these colors and the spots, and there's stripes and there's colors and there's huge teeth.
Oh, they got some
teeth.
And
then there's usually blood all over your brand new boat.
Well, I don't have any brand new boats. The closest I got is a prototype hull that still needs an inside to it. But on my old geezer boats, yes, there's blood everywhere. One thing I used to love as a charter boat captain, there's one more exclusive area in the area, and I always fished in mullet boots, shorts, or pants, and usually a t-shirt, and I was never a very fancy captain. But
I go in the morning. That for a second.
Everything was clean, but we come back in, we're coming in, and all these beautiful charter boats there, and they're all looking at, I'm pulling in to drop off my clients, and all I heard from the dock was, "Who's that guy? That boat is trashed. I want to go with him. Look at those guys had to catch a lot of fish." Yeah. I mean, because literally, we had blood end to end on the boat. We had had a spectacular day. Got a little bit of mackerel. We had some trout or some ladyfish and a couple of tarpon. And everything pooped everywhere. No matter how much I cleaned and how much I swept, it was fish guts and slime and poop everywhere, and my poor customers were just wrecked. I mean, and they're coming back in, and you can just see them. I mean, we got literally scales in our hair and stuff.
That's
and
so awesome.
That was the best ad I ever had.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know how many times I've told customers when I get on the boat, "Sorry about the mess, guys," or, you know, especially running doubles, you know, your second trip, they're getting on a very well-used boat already.
Right.
You know, "Sorry about the mess, guys. You know, we kind of made a mess here, and oh, that means you've been catching fish. That's a good thing. I don't care if the boat's dirty."
Well, people can tell recent day filth from somebody who doesn't clean their boat.
Right. Or mildew.
Yeah, if you have mildew, that's a problem.
Yeah, if your boat's a little trashed, I mean, what we're talking about is same day results.
Yep.
But that was the one hardest thing about being a charter boat captain that I do not envy you guys at all. End of the night, you've been out, or like when you do a double, and you left the house at 4 a.m., you're on the water at daylight, before daylight, because you got to be sitting there waiting. You've got shrimp in the wild. Now you're going to sit. You got to get bait fish just in case they want to get bait fish. You got to throw the cast net. All this happens, but, you know, as the sun peaks up, you're out there throwing nets and all that. And then it's 10 o'clock at night. You get home. Now the boat's got to be detailed. Yeah. Oh, my God. I get to bed at midnight, back up at 4.
That's why the inside of mine is gray.
I wasn't that smart. Mine was white. I got to tell you, I hated that. Oh, man. I always stopped trying to get that day's slime out because, you know, the next day it's got to be pretty. People want to get on a pretty boat. So, anyway, Brian, what you been doing other than offshore? You been doing any inside stuff?
Yeah, the inside bite's been pretty good. Some bait starting to show up to the south, and the water temperature's getting up where they'll actually eat it. Instead of spending all that time catching it and having nothing eat it, they're actually starting to pop chum. And we're doing pretty good on snook, catching a few redfish. There's quite a few around, but mostly snook and trout's what I've been catching.
Remind me when you come on to do a minus six on the mid-range.
All right.
All of a sudden, you're sounding a lot better.
had my sexy voice going.
Yeah, you were on the deep throaty sexy voice.
Easy.
Oh, God, this is a horrible show. It's a horrible show. Brian's going to hit me, and he's big. Yeah. He's got arms like Baby Godzilla. He's going to pound me. I'm going to be one old gray grease spot here on the floor. Oh, man. Anyway, so you've been doing pretty good inside.
Yeah, it's been a good bite. This past week's been a good bite. Now, last week,
yeah,
I'm not going to say the same.
Yeah.
I was happy to catch like 10 fish in the whole trip. This week he's been a lot more productive.
And Josh, how's it been going? I mean, you're finding the same thing?
Same for me. Yeah, last week was horrid. I think I had one of the slowest days I've ever had in my life last week. And then this week, totally different story.
I love it when I can do no wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
What does it you say? I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah. You know, usually we go from hero to zero. This time we went from zero to hero.
That's
so.
Right.
Hey, as long as it's all heroes. Now, I don't see any change in that for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, we don't have anything really changing. Everything should be good.
We got a little dip in the weather tomorrow. It's going to chill down.
Yeah, it's not much, though.
But the good thing is it's chilling down a little bit.
Right.
It's going to hold the water, more even temperatures.
Right.
We don't want it too hot. Too hot will mess us up as much as too cold.
Absolutely.
So we've got these perfect water temps. They're all over the place. I mean, fish can find anything. And I'm thinking we're going to get another month out of this easy.
I mean, I hope.
And I'm hearing rumors of Spanish sardines moving around out there.
Yeah, there was a bunch last week. I caught them offshore last week.
Yeah, I was going to say right around like the 10-mile mark. Yeah. It's just bait as far as you can see the direction. Most of that's big threadies.
Yeah.
But they're coming.
Yeah, I was out last week offshore and thought, oh, look at all those threadies. Went over there, threw a sabiki rig, and it was all Spanish sardines.
That's awesome.
So. The ultimate bait. White bait to me is okay. Shrimp is good. Thread fins or whatever. The only way I would get excited about a bait is if it's live Spanish sardines.
Yeah.
Absolutely the best bait in history.
Little torpedoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely a staggering good bait, so... I'm kind of excited about getting out. I'm going to get out there and try and... Yeah, I got to fix my live. Well, one of my best friends ever, borrowed my boat and pulled the whole live well and the whole plumbing system out of it because the pump was smoking. I said, couldn't you just hold this, turn this, and take the motor out?
Yeah, the cartridge.
Yeah, you just take the cartridge out. It takes 3 seconds. Two wires in 3 seconds. I got 5,200 screws and all this. He was doing me a favor. You know what I mean? He really wanted to be nice for me. But, I mean, remove all the plumbing, everything, because the pump was smoking. I said, it's my boat. It's lucky it's not burnt apart. It smokes. It spits. It sparks. It doesn't blow up, though. It's, you know,
it's gotta love it.
Like weevils. They wobble, but they don't fall down. Mine sparks and smokes, but it don't blow up. I'm back down the ramp one day, and all you smell was gas fumes everywhere. And I looked everywhere for a leak. Everywhere. And I finally just ran. And didn't notice it all day. Put up hatches, smelling all hatches. Didn't notice it. Go back. Get up to the ramp. Haven't even put on the trailer yet. Open up the hatches. All gas smells again. I'm like, are you kidding me? It would do that on and off. It did it for a month. And never did it again. I have no idea. I have self-plugging fuel tank.
Oh.
I guess all that garbage in the bottom of it, I just jammed that hole
exactly.
up and that was it. I mean, that tank is, 20 years old. It's 70 gallons, so it never really, 70 gallon tank in a flats boat holds the fuel a long time. So it had a lot of gunk in there. But anyway, anything else we want to go over today? Okay, if somebody's going to call you up and ask to do a charter with you guys, what are you going to recommend doing, Brian?
It's really, kind of dependent on what they're wanting to do. If they're wanting to do the offshore thing, this time of year you don't have to run very far to, experience some really awesome fishing. So the fuel cost is down.
So you're really doing pretty good on that
near
golf experience with, reef fish, the pelagics and all that.
Yeah, it's been a blast out there. And then if somebody's just looking to get out and do, a quick 4-hour trip, something like that, the snook and trout are, they're biting real well. We're catching a lot of really nice trout. We didn't have a bad red tide this year in the harbor
background,
to speak of.
Yeah, I monitor it all the time just to keep up what's going on. But
background
concentrations, nothing.
Yeah, the trout, man, just beautiful fish. I love them big trout, 24, 25 inchers. They're just gorgeous.
You know where... finding those up Harbor Heights,
is that right up there, that muddy bottom?
Greg got
I caught them there yesterday.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
Who would have ever guessed the Peace River would be big trout? You would think down by Burnt Store, Pine Island. I mean, you guys do have big trout there, and I think better further to south by St. James City, Sanibel. Yeah. But who would have thought the Peace River is doing 24s, 26s?
That's awesome. You know,
yeah. Amazing.
Glad to hear that.
So if somebody calls you up, what are you going to recommend, Josh?
If the weather's nice, I want to go offshore.
So you guys are in agreement that offshore is just lighting up right now.
Yeah, when that wind's not blowing and I've been able to get out there, it's been on fire. And I grew up in South Florida snapper fishing my entire life. And the snapper fishing right now is
awesome.
As good as I've ever seen.
So
and big fish.
Full bellies.
And close.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's like fishing the Keys right now, man. They're getting on the surface. The other day I had them 7,500 yards long, you know, just behind the back of the boat, just glowing red. It's awesome.
So you guys are getting out there and chumming them, getting them chummed up, right, where you can literally freeline baits to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way you get the big one. That's the way I was getting them last week.
Yep.
Just a piece of fresh cut sardine on a little hook and let her eat.
So, guys, if you want to go out and call Josh, call the other guy over here.
What's his name again?
Call me, I'll call Brian for you.
Yeah. You can call Brian, he can get a hold of Josh. You call Josh, he'll get a hold of Brian. But book an offshore trip right now. If you guys are, you know, you really want to enjoy this, because you have a really cool opportunity right now. You can go out and do the whole bottom fishing thing, and then you've got the pelagics, the amberjacks, the amacojacks, the cobia, maybe even king mackerel. But there's something else you can do instead of just straight out bottom fishing. You start with that, and then all of a sudden these fish get worked up. You're literally taking rods and reels like you would catch trout or redfish with.
That's what I've been using.
Casting them at, you know, and going, I want that snapper right there, and throwing it at a snapper or grouper right behind a boat that you can see, and watching them eat your bait, and the fight is on with the spinning tackle. It's an amazing thing to do. I really, guys, if you're thinking about going offshore right now, time, call Brian, call Josh, get one of these guys to take you off. One's book, get the other one, and just really try and do it right now, because it's on. It's like Donkey Kong, and people that know me don't know I don't really say much stuff like that. You know, like, really, you want to do it right now? I'll call and get them.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You don't know if it's going to. Next week it might not be that way, or you know, 3 weeks from now it might not be that way. So
I'm guessing we're going to get another 2-3 weeks of being able to hold this, because the weather's going to stay constant, not real hot. So the water temperatures aren't going to climb fast. So we should have at least 2-3 weeks.
The longer it stays constant, the better it's going to get.
And if before it gets too hot, we can keep, you know, within a degree or two of this temperature, you guys are going to keep doing these amazing trips. And I've got to tell you, I've done it many times myself. Some of my best memories ever. And so, really, that's why I'm urging you guys to call, because in the back of my head, the snaptics are going off. I'm remembering standing on the back of the boat, pitching to the snapper I want. It's fun. It's great eating. I mean, it's the entire fishing experience there.
And for example, Brian's case with that cobia, the thing about offshore right now is you have no idea what's going to show up.
Nope. Permit.
Absolutely no idea.
Winner! Brian! Brian spun that, put the quarter in the slot machine, pulled the handle, and came up. Wow! 777. Huge cobia.
Yeah.
Congratulations again, Brian.
Thanks,
that's an amazing
man. Congratulations
fish.
To those people. You know, like I said, that was a fish of a lifetime. He'd never even seen a fish that big. They're from Minnesota. It was awesome.
Not
that
one
ain't no
person is ever going to believe him that he caught a fish that physically is as big as he is.
He was 6'4", and there was eating his lunch.
That's what I've said. Physically as big as he is. Yep. I mean, just as big around. But I'm guessing if it's inch wise what you say, I'm really thinking you should be saying 120, 130.
That's big.
Yeah, 120, 130. Because I've caught 90.
Big.
It was big.
And it wasn't that big.
Call
so.
The Kia guy. It was huge.
Huge. Yeah. Huge.
All right, guys. Well, we've been playing around here. Any last thoughts? I want to thank you guys. It was just a blast talking to you today.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. That is your name, right?
I think. Last time I checked.
I've got to tell you a story about that. First time the wife ever came to dinner at the house, and my mom looks in and goes, "So what name do you call him?" And she's like, "What?" Long story. Okay. But yeah, there is actually a few, but no, Frank is correct. All right, for now. Anyway, I see the music. I'm going to play production engineer. We're going to put the music on. And yes, it's a nice day. And a beautiful day to go fishing with Captain Brian Ball. Click his picture right next to the show, and it'll take you to his website. And what a day to go fishing with Double XL. I even got it right. Two X's.
Two X's. I'm working on three.
L. Sport Fishing Charters. Captain Josh Gurr. Click on Josh's picture. Just look for the one that looks like a Sasquatch.
That's right.
He'll get either one of these guys to get you out. You'll have a fantastic day. And really, do it soon. Do it quick. It's on like Donkey Kong. You don't want to miss this. And we'll see you on the next Radio Fishing. See you later, guys. Bye-bye. Fish. Boy, I'm going fishing.